And they have been subject to propaganda over a longer period of time. The media, in the form of radio and television, is owned by the government, and it's one of its functions is to uphold the British constitution. The newspapers are virtually all pro-union as well, so the older people have been subject to the propaganda as a matter of course from birth.
This was John Lowe giving his view on the Scottish referendum and the older generation's view on the election that took place in September. Statistics show that John's generation was more pessimistic towards Scottish independence than the younger voters. I sat down and spoke to college student Simone Lowe about why she voted yes. So, Simone, why did you vote yes in the election?
Because I felt as if it was the right thing to do for the country. I felt like Scotland deserved more powers than it had with the British government. And I just wanted us to be able to control things from our own country rather than down south where everything's very different from up here. That's how a lot of people felt. And yeah, that's just the way it turned out, that I just wanted Scotland to have its equal say.
Why do you think the No campaign won in the end, even though the Yes campaign was leading the polls near the election?
I think there's a lot of things. One's definitely fear. People are scared of change, and if someone's offering something that looks as if it you can get the best of both worlds, which was a No campaign slogan, then they're going to go for that. Because if something went wrong, then there was no going back. If we won.
The British government was going to give Scotland more power into the if the No campaign won. And have you seen any results from that promise? Like, what was the promise that the No campaign was offering?
The promise was basically called the vow, and just about 5 or 4 days before the actual results came out, the three main leaders of the No campaign came up from England to Scotland and were basically like, we will give you all these powers if you stay in the UK. Please stay in the UK. We want you to be here because we can't be without you and it's better for you. So people were like, oh yeah, we'll get these powers, you know, we'll get the best of both worlds, we'll get more powers for Scotland, but we'll still stay in the UK so we can have all that sort of stuff. And they basically, this was said at the start of the campaign, Scotland said it was called Max Devolution, and basically that's what Scotland wanted at the start, but the UK government said no, it's either yes or no. When it came to the end of the campaign, they were like, oh, we'll give you these powers, we'll give you it, just please stay, just please stay. And that's what convinced people in the end, I think. It was just out of fear because they saw how the polls were going, so they all ran up to Scotland. In my opinion, they all came up to Scotland and they promised these things to make people stay.
And you know, what sort of message would we in Scotland send out to the rest of the world? We, the people who found a way of cooperation across borders, we who pioneered a partnership between nations, we who have stood as a beacon for solidarity and sharing. What kind of message does Scotland send to the world if tomorrow we said we're going to give up on sharing? We're going to smash our partnership. We're going to abandon cooperation and conflict. And we're going to throw the idea of solidarity into the dust. This is not the Scotland I know and recognise. And we must make sure it is not the Scotland we become.
That was Gordon Brown talking at the No campaign rally the day before the Scottish referendum. I asked Simone about the promises he made. And you don't think that the promises has been kept?
Not at all, no. I mean, that sounds very biased of me because I'm a yes voter, but there has been no mention of anything, and they said that they would lay out the promises, that they would get sorted on and they would be done, and there's been nothing. In fact, Gordon Brown, who is the next Prime Minister, he said that he would oversee it and make sure that Scotland got these promises. He's stepped down. He's no longer there anymore. So we don't, the person who was going to give the promises is gone. He's left. And Ed Miliband, who's the Labour leader in the UK, he said as soon as it was made, the promises was made and the No campaign won, he said that he didn't want to anything to do with these promises anymore, even though he came up to Scotland and sold it to the people. He said he has nothing to do with it.
Do you think the political results affected or divided the Scottish people?
I think that at the start, definitely. And during the campaign, yeah. People, you were a yes voter or a no voter, it was not like, oh, look at the weather today or what's on TV tonight. It was all politics. You'd turn anything on and it would be yes voters, no voters. So definitely before the campaign, people would have no things in their windows and people go, oh, God, look at them bastards or something or whatever, you know. And soon after, right after, there was a lot of, like, it was very tense, very tense. But you can imagine it was Scotland's future. And half, it was basically split 45% and 55%. So basically half got what they wanted and half didn't. So it was very tense. But now I think that things have settled down a lot. And people are just getting on with it because we've got a good couple of years, I'd say, until any change has been made. So you just have to deal with it.
Do you think people are more politically engaged?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before the election, 25% of Scots were registered to vote and were going to vote. And now it was 85%. And that's like the highest in like history, in demographic history. And it's, even though we lost the election, we definitely changed Scottish politics. Not even us, like the whole campaign, the No campaign as well. Everyone, I say us, has been the Yes party. But like the whole thing got made Scotland so politically aware. People who didn't care before were like talking about it and stuff. And it is, that's the one good thing, is that I feel people now actually care about what happens in their country. As before, a lot of people were like, ugh, doesn't really matter. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But now people are like, yeah, I can change something. I'm going to make sure my vote counts.